Blog Talk Radio.
Imperfect Lives Radio. I am your co-host, Doreen Zach, along with my co-host, Rebecca LeComte. Good morning, Rebecca. How are you doing?
I'm great this morning. How are you doing, Cherie?
I'm doing good. Good. It's Tuesday. Yay! It's Tuesday. Doing my happy dance.
Yep.
Can't see my happy dance, which is probably a great thing, considering I really can't dance.
It's funny.
So how is California, Miss Rebecca? You are coming to us live from San Diego.
I am. It's, you know, it's a beautiful day here, and life is good. You know, God is good, more importantly, and because He is good, life is good, despite the challenges. And, you know, despite the challenges, and maybe, like me, some of our listeners are going through some challenging things, going through a trial or a test. But I'm here to tell you that no matter what you face, Jesus is the answer to every problem. Amen?
Amen. I think a lot of people are going through some challenges. I know 800,000 GS employees are going through some challenges right now, as we are one of them. And, you know, it's when your president decides to take a good percentage of your pay, that creates a challenge instantly. So especially for those of us that have young families and, you know, but it's an opportunity to rely on God and to trust Him, and He is so faithful, and He is working things out for my family's good and for my husband's good as Bill, you know, Rebecca, Bill leaves our home, and he's the provider for our home. And, you know, when you're told that, you know, 20% of your pay is going to be taken to pay for a debt ceiling, that you didn't create yourself, that's a little unnerving. And I had one of the pastors in my life that mentors me, I consider a great mentor. You know, he shared with me last week, he said, Cherie, when it's the man, it's totally different from the way women receive this, because he is your provider. You know, he brings home the money that takes care of your needs. He said, I know God provides the job and the money, but your husband is the one who's working for it and receiving it. And so he's going to receive it completely different from the way you are. And he really helped me understand what Bill is walking through right now as he struggles, you know, with himself, if that makes sense. Because not realizing it, Bill feels like he's failed us in some way, and he hasn't. But Satan is so good at taking something and turning it into a perspective that doesn't even exist. And you and I have been talking about that a lot lately because of the prayer requests we're getting and what we're seeing the other wives going through of the imperfect wives, what you and I are, you know, are going through in our marriages with our husbands, the challenges that we're facing day to day. You know, but God has a plan, and He is working that plan out for our good. And Bill is learning even stronger to walk in faith and trusting God. And you know, Rebecca, I kind of took for granted that Bill trusts God, and I'm finding out that his faith and his trust is challenged just like mine is. And what a great place. So it sounds crazy. What a great place for the two of us to meet God in, to where He can minister to both of us at the same time as one flesh. So if you're a family that if you're representing one of those 800,000 that's dealing with the furloughs and the sequester like we are, please know we are praying for you and your family. It's very, you know, we get it. Rebecca is active duty. Her husband is active duty. That doesn't mean they don't get it. They totally get it, too. And you are on our hearts. And we know for a lot of you that 20% is a huge hit in your bank account, in your income. So, you know, you're on our hearts. And as we pray for ourselves, we're praying for you.
We are.
And that's all I'm going to say about that.
Well, it's good. You know, Sherry, we're just so. I think this topic is such a great one for this week, and what you've shared dovetails beautifully. We're talking about stumbling blocks into stepping stones and praying for yourself. And the past couple of weeks, we've talked about praying for your children, praying for your husband, and now we're going to talk about praying for yourself, which we need to do, which is sometimes challenging. I feel challenged by it sometimes. Not all the time, but I've had seasons where I've been challenged. And what I've found, Sri, is that the Lord reveals a new level of understanding to me so that I can pray more effectively for myself.
I agree. We can either take these challenges and walk as victims, or we can take them and rise above what's happening and what's being said and truly look to God for the answers and look to Him as our provider, and also look to Him as peace. You know, He's our shalom peace. So it's incredible the things that God does and the way that He speaks to us, to Bill and I, and I'm sure He's the same way with everyone else as you go through these struggles. And, you know, it really does. I think that we're more heightened to hear His voice when we're truly seeking Him out of need. And so one thing we've talked a lot about, even leading up to this before God put this on our hearts, today's show on our hearts, was praying God's will, understanding how to pray God's will. Because if you're a Christian and God's called you to pray, which I know everyone should pray, but some are set apart to be intercessors. And one of the things that we know is as we pray a lot. I am constantly praying. I don't really get a break from praying, and I don't mean that in a negative way, Rebecca, but there's always something to pray over. And God's been speaking to me constantly lately. The word that keeps leaping is will, my will. Are you praying my will, Sherry? And I thought, do I actually know your will, God? I know that sounds terrible probably to some of you, but I'm just being honest. Do I know His will? I've been studying His word for years. I've been leading other women in prayer for their marriages and for their children. You know, I've been leading my family in prayer when Bill wasn't here with us because he was deployed. Do I truly know God's will? And when we line up our prayers with God's will, then we know that He's answering us. And please know I'm not a Bible scholar. Rebecca is so much stronger in this area than I am. So if I say something wrong during the show today, please give me grace, because I am walking through this literally in actual time. If that makes sense. I am learning as we are going, because this is an area that God truly is speaking to me, and He has some things He wants me to learn. All of us. Yeah.
All of us, my friend. If we aren't learning, if we aren't being challenged, if we aren't growing, then, you know, we're doing something wrong, because we're not really listening, because there's never going to be a place where we've arrived, and you know that, and I know that, but I want our listeners to know that. You're going to always be challenged. God's going to always be revealing something new. He is infinite, and there's always a deeper level, a new understanding for us. I'm so glad.
Yeah.
I'm so glad, because I feel like, Sheree, I feel like I regularly need more wisdom than I currently have. And He's faithful to give it.
He is faithful. Amen. He is faithful. I agree. I mean, we're the ones that aren't faithful, in all honesty. Me, I'm not faithful. And I'm learning that I need to be more faithful. And, again, I'm just being honest about where I'm at right now as God takes us. I know that this is a season of learning for me, and maybe, with me being transparent about where I'm at, maybe that will help you as a listener be transparent about where you are with God and really receive what He's trying to speak to you, because He honestly wants to minister to your heart. He wants to minister to what you're struggling in. He wants to minister to what you're walking through. He wants to be your all in all. You know, I keep, Rebecca, I keep hearing, I am the Alpha and Omega. I am the beginning and the end. And yet when we look at our world today, we just look at America alone, it feels like America could be coming to an end. But that doesn't end us, because our end is in Christ. Our hope is in Christ. And we don't end until He does, and He never ends. So we're not ending. I'm probably not making sense, but
I think you are.
You guys can't walk into my brain right now, and then maybe you can make more sense of what I'm trying to say. But we're all going through a challenge right now, and He truly does want to speak to us. And you know, we call this show Stumbling Blocks, because there are so many different things, Rebecca, that become stumbling blocks in our prayer life, in our, you know, lack of knowledge is a stumbling block. Agree? Lack of knowledge, lack of understanding, those can be stumbling blocks.
Right. Well, and, you know, going back to what we said, you know what, Sheree, before we go any further, we need to pray. That's what the Holy Spirit is saying right now. We just need to pray, because we've really gotten into the content of the show already.
Yeah.
I think we're excited.
Anything for us to do? Yeah. So, ladies, is you know, prepare your hearts. Those that are in the chat room, good morning. We are excited to see you, Bev and Deborah, and our guests this morning, and Karen and Kathy and Kinsey and Miss Lisa Easterling and Miss Thelma and Tina. We are so excited you're with us this morning. So, as we say often, if you're listening on your cell phone, and you're driving, because we have so many that do, please do not bow your head and close your eyes. We want you to be safe. And for those in the chat room, you know what to do. So, everyone, let's go to the Lord in prayer.
Daddy, we come to you in Jesus' name, and Lord, we love you.
Yes.
Lord, we humble ourselves before you right now today, and we say, have your way. Have your way in us, mold us and shape us. Make us more and more like Jesus, Lord, that we would no longer look like what we've always looked like, but we would be a better and more pure reflection of who you've created us to be, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, remove the things that do not bring you glory. Remove the things that are stumbling block. Turn those stumbling blocks into stepping stones. Lord, that we can move from glory to glory like your word says. Lord, that we can reflect your glory to the world around us. Lord, we don't want to do things the way we've always done them, out of habit or out of not knowing any other way. Lord, we want to do things your way.
Yeah.
We want to have your thoughts. Your word says that our thoughts aren't your thoughts. That our ways aren't your ways, but your ways and your thoughts are higher than ours. And we hunger for those. We hunger for your ways. We hunger for your thoughts, Lord. And Lord, we thank you that you're so gracious to us, to give them to us. You don't withhold any good thing from us. And so, Lord, we say thank you for that. Because where would we be without you? We would be nowhere. We have life and godliness because of you. Because of what Jesus did for us. And Lord, as we approach the Good Friday, just a few short days away, really, Lord, we're mindful of Jesus' sacrifice, that he gave everything for us, so that we could have you who are everything. Thank you, Daddy. Lord, as we move into your word, Lord, we thank you that we have ears to hear your voice. Lord, that we have hearts that are tender and soft. They're good soil for the seed of your word. And that, Lord, we will have a good harvest grow up in our lives. Lord, we thank you for it. We believe that we receive it now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Ethan, yay! All right. I'm going to get us started.
You know, Sheree, we started, if anybody's looked at the show description, they've read this. Do you ever find it easier to pray for others than to ask for God's blessing for yourself? maybe you felt stuck and you're not sure how to pray for yourself, even when your prayers flow easily for others. Have you ever felt selfish when you pray for yourself, when you see others with such great needs? Or do you wonder what God has promised for you in His Word? You know, no matter what has been your stumbling block in prayer for yourself, God has answers in His Word, and it's vital for us to ask God to turn those stumbling blocks into stepping stones, and then we partner with God so we can see His will fulfilled in our lives. And those words are so true, because we all face different stumbling blocks, and I'm sure there are many that aren't in that description. But whatever your stumbling block is, whatever keeps you from praying for yourself, today is the day for you to ask the Lord to turn it into a stepping stone. Because sure, you and I both know that the point where we have the greatest struggle is the area where God wants us to have more freedom, and He wants to turn it from a point of pain into a point of victory.
Right.
And you've seen that in your life, and I've seen it in mine. We've seen it in the lives of others. And we're just excited to see what God's going to do in our hearts and in our thoughts, and how He's changing our prayer life to bring Him more glory.
I can feel God saying that there are so many souls that are lost. And, you know, the first thing we're supposed to be doing is spreading the gospel, which for a lot of us simply means talking to the person at the grocery store whom you've been in line with forever. Just grocery stores are about opening up extra, you know, lanes so that you can pay for your stuff and get out. And it could be talking to the lady next to you sitting at the doctor's office. I mean, it's so easy to get our thoughts set on, well, if I'm not going overseas, if I'm not a missionary, then how in the world can I spread the gospel? Simply by talking to your neighbor. You know, this is one of the things we need to be doing. We need to be focused on is the salvation of others. And I know that a part of the journey that God's walking me through right now, understanding and knowing His will, is a part of this. And I do have stumbling blocks, and I didn't realize it. I love how God brings us into a study, and then I get the conviction, and He's like convicting me all over the place. Sharice. I hear that a lot, kind of like when my mom used to say my name when I was in trouble. Only with God I'm not in trouble. We just really pray that for you, our listener, that you'll open your heart and listen to what the Lord is saying, because what we're sharing with you, God's going to say even more. He's going to expand on the scriptures that we're going to share this morning, and He's going to expand on what He wants to tell you, and He's going to give you a word of knowledge in the area that you're struggling, because He doesn't want you to struggle any longer. He wants you to have victory. So this is one of the reasons why we're excited about getting into God's Word this morning. So Rebecca, Colossians, why is this scripture so important and relevant to you?
Well, Sheree, this one, it's actually Colossians 1, verses 9 through 13. So if you've got your Bible, you can go ahead and turn there while I'm sharing a little bit of my story. When Robert and I were baby Christians, one of the things that we would do was get up at 5 in the morning and study the Bible together before I went to work. And, you know, that's a lot easier to do when you've only got one child and, you know, you're not as busy. And we were doing that together, and that was such a precious time in our spiritual development. And one of the things that the Lord had us do, I cannot remember exactly where we got the idea. I'm sure that it was from a minister's teaching. And we started reading and praying some prayers from these epistles, Paul's epistles in the New Testament. And Colossians 1, 9 through 13 maybe is my favorite of those. And that's why I put it first in our study today. That it's so important that we pray for ourselves. You pray this for others. If you're not praying, if you're not praying with your husband, like I've had the opportunity to do, maybe you're praying for him, you can pray these prayers for him as well, but pray them for yourself as you are seeking wisdom and to grow with the Lord. And so I'm going to just model that as I would pray it. And it's going to be modified. So if you're reading along, just bear with me. Lord, I thank you that I have not stopped praying for myself. I continually ask you to fill me with the knowledge of your will through all the wisdom and understanding that the Spirit gives, so that I may live a life worthy of you, Lord, and please you in every way, bearing fruit in every good work and growing in the knowledge of you, being strengthened with all power according to your glorious might, so that I may have great endurance and patience, and giving joyful thanks to you, Father, who has qualified me to share in the inheritance of your holy people in the kingdom of light. For you have rescued me from the dominion of darkness and brought me into the kingdom of the Son you love, in whom I have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. It's, Sheree, even as I read that this morning, and I'm just modeling, I feel the presence of the Holy Spirit. I feel that that word is alive and active, and it is working in me and in my life, that God doesn't let even those words of teaching fall to the ground, that I'm going to see more knowledge of God's will. I'm going to see wisdom and understanding that the Holy Spirit's going to give me, that I'm going to bear good fruit, and I'm going to grow in the knowledge of God, and I'm going to be strengthened with God's power. And that I and remind myself, you know, I'm reminded that I'm qualified, not because of what I've done, not because of anything other than God has qualified me. He says that I am qualified to share in the inheritance that he has given all of us.
It's a, you know, it's really a great scripture because, I put in the chat room, I asked the ladies if they didn't have their Bibles in front of them to go ahead and open that Bible Gateway and pull Colossians 1, 9 through 13 up there, in there. That way they can read it through with us, because you're not going to get as much from it listening as you will if you're walking through the scripture with us. God truly wants to speak to us this morning, and I know that those of you that are listening, and as you've heard, you know, as you've heard Rebecca pray these actual scriptures, I know that God leaps in your spirit. There were words that stuck out to you. There's something he wants to encourage you. There's an area he wants to encourage you in. And so as we always say here at The Imperfect Wives, have your marker for those that can mark it. And, you know, highlight those words and meditate. Put them aside as we continue to read through his word. And then go back after the show, meditate through all of these words, all of these verses that have leaped at you, because God has a message for you, and he's going to bring it to clarity as you do. And for those that are reading on Bible Gateway, you can copy and paste into a document the scripture that God is leaping at you as well. So either way, there's ways to do it. We just really don't want you to walk away and miss what God has for you, because, you know, Rebecca, I was praying yesterday, and I was reading Revelation, the last four chapters of Revelation, and God really convicted my heart in an area, and he wanted to talk to me. And I made the mistake of reading these scriptures before my family left for the day. I had some quiet time, and I just really wanted to get into those scriptures. I didn't know at the time why, other than I love to read his word, but as I was reading them, the Holy Spirit began to convict my heart and was showing me things, and then I got distracted. And I lost what he was telling me. And so I'm going to go back in today and read those scriptures again and ask God for grace and ask him to reveal to me again what he was saying, because it's important to me. I want to get that, because he took the time to speak. I want to get what he has for me. And why I am always saying highlight, because it's so easy to get distracted and then you're going to miss those. You'll have the residue of what you felt as you were in his presence, at least I do. but I'm not going to always retain the words that he's saying to me because I didn't write them down. And maybe other people aren't that way. Maybe you hear it and it sticks in your brain like it does for my husband. But unfortunately for me, that's just not how I work, although I wish I did work that way. I don't. For me, I've got to highlight it. I've got to take notes. I've got to write down what God is saying to me, and then I've got to meditate on it so that I can receive it and hide it in my heart so that it can bear fruit. Otherwise, Satan's going to snatch it right out. And he does that through distraction, through disruption. You know, that's how he does it. So, you know, wonderful, wonderful passage to start with, bearing fruit. Growing in the knowledge of God. Go ahead, Rebecca.
No, Sheree, what I was thinking as you were sharing that is that you've given such practical advice to our audience that we need some of that practical. We need a lot of that practical stuff, and that's wisdom from the Lord, how to do that, because he knows the age that we're living in and all of the distractions that we face. And you know, every generation has faced distractions, but we have, at least my experience is, there are more distractions now than ever. Than ever before. I'm more distracted than ever before, and I really haven't had a problem with distraction in my life until, I don't know, recently. I couldn't give you an exact time frame, but it's because the world is moving faster. You know, and that's kind of this, in my opinion, spirit of the world, that busyness, that a lot of motion without a lot of forward progress. And the Lord doesn't want that for us. He's not wanting us to just be super busy all the time. He's wanting us to do what Jesus did, draw apart and spend time with him and pray for ourselves. Jesus prayed for himself when he got alone with God. So, you know, if we're going to be like Jesus and we're going to do what he did, and he says that he only did what the Father told him to do, then we have good precedent. We have it on good authority that that's what we should be doing, drawing apart and praying for ourselves.
We need to do what the Father is telling us to do. Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, Sheree, as I was thinking about this analogy keeps coming back to my head. I didn't create it, and it's not the first time I've said it, but it's sort of like when you're on the airplane and, you know, those oxygen masks may drop out of the sky because you've hit, you know, a rough spot, more than just a little rough spot, a big rough spot. And they always tell you, as if you're with a child or somebody who isn't able to take care of themselves, put your mask on first, and then you can take care of the people around you. And praying for yourself is like putting that mask on first. You stay connected to the Spirit of the Lord. You tune into him, and he is going to give you what you need so that it can flow through you into the lives of those around you.
You know, I kind of talked over you, and I didn't mean to, Rebecca. One of those wonderful things about live radio. just as you were saying, Jesus said, I only do what my Father tells me to do. We need to have the same heart. We need to only do what God is telling us to do. And with all the distractions, it's so easy to get off. Distractions are a stumbling block. They are one of many stumbling blocks to our walk in our time with God. To pray his will, we need to be able to spend time in his word, because all of our answers are right there in our Bible, right? And the Lord told me, he told me wisdom in action. When we spend time with God and we get his will, because his will is in his word. So if I don't know his will, it's because I'm not grasping it from his word. I'm not going to find it anywhere else. I'm only going to find it in his word, but his true will. But he said it's wisdom in action. When we start to focus on God and we focus on his will for us, and then we start actually doing it, that is wisdom in action. And I love that because, you know, you and I deal with a lot of distractions with the imperfect life. We deal with a lot of interruptions. We get a lot of interruptions. But God has given us a vision, and in that, within that vision, he's given us a mission. And he encouraged us this past, the beginning of this year, to write down that mission. So that mission has the words that are contained within that mission is telling us what his will for our ministry this year, for the imperfect life, not just for you and I, as you know, but for all of us. And it's easy to get distracted off that path. And so just like God's word is always going to guide us and keep us on that path, the vision he's given us and the mission, the words, he was, those two, that's what he does. Those are the words that he's using for us to keep us on the path, to keep us in his will for this ministry. And anything that comes into us, that doesn't line up with his will, then we know it is not for today, or, you know, doesn't mean it's bad, it's just not for today. And that, you and I, that's our safety net. That's our, you know, that's how we stay focused, because in this kind of ministry, there's a lot of stumbling blocks. And you and I, boy, have we walked through some.
Yes, we have. We have, and God has been faithful. And that goes back to what we were talking about at the beginning. The things that, you know, have been the area of our greatest struggle are the areas where God wants us to have more freedom. And sometimes we want to hide those struggles from the rest of the world. We feel like, oh, I'm the only person who's going through this, or nobody's going to understand,
right,
or they're going to judge me. They're going to think that I'm weak or that I'm not mature. But the truth is, we all struggle. We all have difficulties. We all get challenged. And, you know, you think about the one man, and I, you know, this is terrible for me to say this without a scripture reference, but, you know, he says, Lord, I believe, and help me in my unbelief. There we are. I believe, but I need help still. There's part of me that has unbelief, and I don't want to do that. So help me. And he is faithful. He knows our hearts, and he wants to change us and mold us and shape us and make us more like Jesus. And when we just acknowledge it, we kind of get out of our own way.
Yeah.
And say, Lord, do what you want. Do what you want in me, because I don't want to be like this anymore.
You know, just like the title of today's show, Stumbling Blocks into Stepping Stones, then those things are we are no longer a stumbling block in God's will. We can now use that as a stepping stone. How do we use it as a stepping stone? By taking the time to learn what the stumbling block is and then understanding how to overcome it, then it becomes a stepping stone. And it's incredible the way God speaks to us. Oh, I'm trying to sing. Just excited, because I know that, Rebecca, I know that there are women that are listening, and God, he's already revealing stumbling blocks for them, and he's so faithful to do that. He doesn't just let us do the show. He's active in it with us, and he's removing stumbling blocks. He's revealing and he's removing, and there are going to be women that are going to walk away from today's show that are going to have freedom in these areas, and that's pretty exciting.
Yeah. It is exciting. Praise the Lord. You know, that whatever we are worried about, whatever we're anxious about, we just need to surrender it to the Lord and say, I trust you. I trust you, God.
Yes.
That no matter what it looks like, no matter how intimidated I feel, that I trust you. And, you know, that is simple. And it may be words of faith. You may not feel like you have that complete trust. Do it anyway. The more you hear yourself saying, I trust you, God, to work it all out. I don't have to know it all. I don't have to know the end. I just know that it's all going to be okay when we get there. Because you're in control and you are good to me and my family.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, I'm connecting in the chat room. We have a few ladies that keep getting thrown out.
Okay. Well, can I go ahead, Cherie, and go to our next scripture? That's Ephesians chapter 1, and it's verses 15 through 23. And in there, you can pray for yourself again. And verse 17 says this, I keep asking that you, I'm shifting it around and personalizing it. I keep asking that you, God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, may give me the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that I may know you better. Verse 18, I pray that the eyes of my heart may be enlightened in order that I may know the hope to which you have called me, the riches of your glorious inheritance in me, one of your holy people, and your incomparably great power for me who believes. That power is the same as the mighty strength you exerted when you raised Christ from the dead and seated him at your right hand in the heavenly realms. And this part is so important for us to read and to hear ourselves say so that we understand and we remind ourselves of all that God has done. That you seated Christ at your right hand in the heavenly realms, far above all rule and authority, power and dominion, and every name that is invoked, not only in the present age, but also in the one to come. And God, you've placed all things under Jesus' feet and appointed Jesus to be the head over everything for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills everything in every way. You're part of the body of Christ. You are part of that. And you need to remember that power that raised Jesus from the dead is for you. And it's not just for your salvation, but it's for your everyday circumstances. And you need to appropriate it. You know, you need to tap into it. You know, so many people talk about getting plugged in. You know, the power source is there. The electricity's running through the wires in your house. But if you don't plug whatever it is in, it can't get the power that it needs. So as you remind yourself of what he's done, then you can go, oh, yes, I can get plugged into that power, and I can see that power made manifest in my life, in my circumstances. Maybe you're like Cherie's family, and you're seeing a reduction in pay because of the economy and what's going on in the United States right now. You know, maybe you're just in a hard place financially just because, not because of something new that's happened. And you just need to say, God, I need to see your power. I need your wisdom. I need to know that even though things don't look very good right at this moment, that you are more than able. Because if you can raise Christ from the dead, that name is above all rule and authority, then what I'm facing, you know, lack of finances, maybe it's debt, maybe it's a place to live. All of these things are so within God's power and so within his will to provide for you. He loves you, and he wants to take care of you. And you have to set your attention to the Word of God so that you remember that, so that you can start seeing with eyes of faith instead of your natural eyes.
You know, Paul is, when you look at Ephesians 1, 15 through 23, the verses that you just read, Rebecca, really soak in what he's saying, you know, to the church in Ephesus. He's saying, for this reason, ever since I heard about your faith in the Lord Jesus, in your love for all of God's people, I have not stopped giving thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers. I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know him better. You know, we go back to wisdom. That seems to be one of the words that God is leaving, you know, at least to me during the show today. Wisdom, without wisdom and revelation, a word of knowledge, God's word of knowledge, we are going to struggle. We're going to deal with doubt. Doubt is a stumbling block. Offense is a stumbling block. Without his wisdom and word and knowledge, without his revelation of his word, doubt and offense can both rise up within us and not only turn us against God and his word, but turn us against the people around us that God's placed in our life to encourage us, to strengthen us, just as he placed Paul into the church of Ephesus' life, the people, the body of Christ there, to encourage and to strengthen. He placed people in your life as well, and in my life, in Rebecca's life, so that, you know, to pray for us, we need that prayer, Rebecca. I need, you know, Bill and I have needed to be covered in prayer lately so that what's going on with, you know, with our finances, with the furloughs, and the sequester, that it doesn't become a stumbling block for us. And in all honesty, it has been a bit of a challenge for us because we have been walking this one together. So as Bill stumbles, God has used me to pick him up. And as I've stumbled, you know, not pick him up, but to steady him is a better way to put it. As I've stumbled along the way, God has used Bill to steady me. And it's just been incredible to watch the way he's ministering to those of us who want flesh through this, because this truly is impacting our livelihood, it's impacting our marriage, and Satan could have used it to create division. It really could have gotten bad. I do see that, you know. But God's been right there with us, and we continue to seek his word and to pray, and it's incredible. It truly is to see how he's ministering to us. Just as Paul said, we need the spirit of wisdom and revelation. We need the Holy Spirit. We need to understand God's word. We need that revelation. And as you know, I say a lot, we need those words of knowledge.
Yeah.
And I, you know, those are my manna. God's word of knowledge, as you know, that's my manna. That's my daily manna, literally. I seek him for his words of knowledge. I can't be the only one, you know. I'm sure we have some listeners that are saying, wow, Sheree, I do the same thing. Because we're all living in this world together. We're not of this world, but we're living in it until God takes us home. And that's why knowing his will and understanding his word is so important for us. Let's remove those stumbling blocks. Let God reveal what they are and begin to work on them so that they're no longer stumbling blocks for you, so that you can begin to walk in freedom, because it truly is important today.
It is. It is important. You know, the next one, Sheree, is Ephesians chapter 2. And I think it's verses 4 through 10 that I've got there that I'm looking at. I hope that's what you're looking at, too.
It's 4 through 10. I'm so glad you said that. Ephesians 2, 4 through 10. Do you mind if I read this one?
I would love for you to read it.
All right, and we are reading out of the NIV, correct?
Yes.
Because I know when you post them, you tend to post NIV. So it's not reading exactly the way your translation does, EMOY. So Ephesians 2, 4 through 10. But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ even when we were dead in transgression. It is by grace you have been saved. And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms of Christ Jesus, in order that the coming ages he might show the incomparable riches of his grace, expressed in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus. For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not for yourselves, it is for the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. Wow. For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good work, which God prepared in advance for us to do. He prepared in advance for us to do. Rebecca, our story has already been written.
Yeah, it has.
Our story has been written, and he wants to further encourage us with each step that we take to know his will for us, know that we are raised up with Christ. And a lot of us struggle with that one statement, Rebecca. I know I struggled with it in the beginning of my walk with God. I was like, how in the world am I raised up with Christ? I could not comprehend what God was saying, because all I could see was my sin. Make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I've been there myself, you know, and needing to be reminded. And, you know, it's so easy, Sheree. We do have an understanding that there was no way, like it says in verses 8 and 9, that it is by grace we have been saved through faith, and it's a gift from God, not by works, so that no one can boast. We get that, you know, but sometimes we forget that all the good stuff we do, those good works that it talks about in verse 10, you know, we can know that God is the one who's doing that for us as well. He's working in us to do those good works through us. And we need to trust that he wants to do it, and we partner with him, and he's got the power. You know, it comes back to wisdom and power. Those are our themes for today, I think. Knowing what God wants, working with him, and seeing his power made manifest, that he wants us to do good things.
So how do we combat doubt? You know, how do we combat that? How do we win? We go back to Ephesians 2, 4 through 10, and we read it again. Because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, mercy, the mercy that covers all of our sins. And once we come to salvation, our sins are covered. That doesn't mean we don't repent. On a side note, we still need to repent because that restores us back with God. You know, when we sin, we've got to repent because that brings us back into God's presence. But, you know, God made us alive with Christ even when we were dead in our transgressions. Rebecca, when I fall in sin, you know, I feel like I'm dead. And God's telling me, no, you're not. You're not dead. That is a lie from Satan. You are alive because I have made you alive with Christ. And it is by my grace that I have saved you. You know, and God's grace, God rises up. God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realm in Christ Jesus in order that in the coming ages he might show the incomparable riches of his grace. He truly is graceful. So if doubt creeps in and Satan uses doubt to try to, you know, separate us from God, to get us off in the corner in darkness, God's telling us, you don't have to do that. Everything that Satan is telling you is a lie. And I told you so in my word. And we just have to read his word and then receive it. Not just read it, but receive it and believe it in Jesus' name. Even if it doesn't make sense to us, even if our sin is trying to root it out of our heart, believe it and receive it in Jesus' name, because that's why he's given it to us. You know, I'm thinking that there must be some women that are dealing with this, and God's speaking to you right now. And we pray that as his word is always stronger than any doubt that you are walking through, that you will receive that and you will understand, you know, that it, by faith, that his power is so much stronger than anything Satan has done in your life. Any sin that's been committed against you, any sin that you've committed yourself, it doesn't rise up more powerful than God and what he's done for you. And it doesn't rise up more powerful than your salvation. Your salvation stands against everything Satan throws at you, against every doubt you're experiencing, against every offense that you have had to walk through. Your salvation is so much more powerful than that. Lord is speaking to me this morning because it is by grace that I have been saved. Sheree Louise Pittman, you know, Sheree Louise Booth Pittman Zach. And there's so much in those names right there alone that I have had to walk through. And in each one of those tells the story of my life. And God has walked through every area with me. And I am saved by his grace. And nothing Satan throws at me can stand. All of it just burns up because there's no doubt. There's no depth in any of it because my salvation stands for me. Jesus' blood stands for me. God stands for me. I pray that's ministering to someone else this morning as well.
Ministering to me, Sheree. You know, it's so good. We really do. I think what we're experiencing here is just a real life, real time example of soaking in the Word of God and allowing the Holy Spirit to minister to our hearts. You know, things that are so familiar, things that we've read bunches of times, and that we think we know, but the Holy Spirit speaks to us fresh and new and deeper and wider, shows us more of what is contained there specifically and intimately for us. And he wants to do that all the time. And you know, we've talked about distractions. And what I heard the Holy Spirit saying earlier, Sheree, was, you know, as we become more and more women of the Word, women who pray the Word, that we have victory over distraction, that we are focused with a laser-like intensity on God. And that will set us apart, and that will draw people to us, not for the sake of our reputation. Don't misunderstand me. Not for the sake of our reputation, but for the glory of God, so that we can say, I'm different because I know Jesus and because God's working in my life, because I listen to the Holy Spirit and He gives me the wisdom that I need and He gives me the power to keep going in the midst of these difficult times. Because as we draw closer to the end of this life and this season and Jesus' return, things are going to get darker. Things are going to get harder, and people are going to be worried and afraid, and they're not going to know what to do. Right. And they're going to look to people who
they're
going to
be looking to somebody. Yeah.
Yep. And if you are there in their life and you are praying God's word, you're seeking and you're listening, praying for yourself, praying for others, you're going to be able to point them to the one who has all the answers, the one who has made provision for them as well. And so God has great plans for each of us to be used. That's part of those good works in that passage, Ephesians 2, in verse 10, created in Christ Jesus to do good works. As you seek Him, as you spend time with Him, those good works are going to flow more and more seamlessly out of that relationship, and you're going to be amazed at what He does through you and in the lives of others and in your own life. You know, our next scripture, Sheree, is Philippians chapter 1, and it's three verses there. It's verse 6. Actually, it's probably four verses. Verse 6, 9, 10, and 11. I'm looking at my typing, and please excuse me.
No, you're good.
Some of my typing wasn't so good. But this is what it says, that I am confident of this, that He who began a good work in me will carry it to completion until the day of Christ. And this is my prayer, that my love may abound more and more in knowledge and depth of insight, so that I may be able to discern what is best and may be pure and blameless for the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ to the glory and praise of God. And again, I personalized that and made it a prayer for myself. And you can do that same thing. That no matter where you are, and no matter if you feel like your journey maybe has taken a detour that you weren't expecting, be confident of this, that God who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ, that He's still working and He has a plan for all of it, detour and all, whether you stumbled or not. He's going to turn your stumbling blocks into stepping stones.
As we're reading this, it's a promise, being confident of this, that He who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion. I know for me, Rebecca, whenever a stumbling block hits, I stop. But that's not what God's word tells us that He does. He's going to continue on to completion. He's going to continue to work in me. Even though I've stopped, He hasn't stopped. And and that's really ministering to me this morning. Though I've stopped in my stumbling block, He hasn't stopped. He's still moving. He's still working. And He's still bringing the rest of my story to fruition. He hasn't stopped. Okay, so why am I stopping? Why do I stop? Why do I allow doubt and offense, distractions, interruptions? Why do I allow these stumbling blocks to stop me? That's a question that I really need to spend some time on so that I can have victory in this area. Because though I'm stopping, again, God is not. He's not stopping people. He's moving forward. And He wants to take us with Him, but we're telling Him no. At least I do. No, God, I can't go with you. I don't deserve to go with you. You're right. I don't deserve to go with God. you know, but God has made a way for me to go with him, and that's through Jesus Christ, through my salvation. So if I can get over myself and pick myself up and keep moving forward, then I can continue to walk with him. And, you know, Rebecca, I'm reminded of God's patience and his love for me. And I'm sure those, you know, as our listeners, as you're listening, maybe God's reminding you of his patience and his love for you as well. Maybe he's bringing something to the, you know, he's revealing a stumbling block for you that he truly wants to dismantle and get rid of completely. And a lot of times the way to do that is simply believing and receiving his word for you. Believe and receive, so that you may stop. You know, these things come in, Satan does, and we do ourselves. So you may stop. God hasn't stopped. Are you getting a visual? He's still moving. He's still going. You stopped, but he didn't. And that's so encouraging. That gives me hope, and it encourages me, and it brings joy into my spirit, and it's feeding my soul. You know, he's feeding my soul this morning, and he's lifting me up. And, you know, the last few days have been hard, but God is ministering to me. He's speaking to me now, and I pray he's speaking to you as well as we continue to go through these scriptures. Go ahead, yeah. Rebecca. I know something's bubbling over.
Oh, I just am seeing, you know, Sheree, you said something really key. You know, the past couple of days have been hard. You know, you've had some hard things happen. We've had some hard things happen. And we are pressing forward. And we are continuing to proclaim the goodness of God. We're continuing to proclaim his power is bigger and better and able to overcome. And we're, ladies, we're proclaiming this to ourselves while we're proclaiming it to you. My spirit is being refreshed and renewed. And I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful that we can encourage one another and that we can gain strength from the Word of God as we put our attention to it. And it's just more and more of our attention needs to be drawn there. And Sheree, you and I spend a lot of time in the Word, but sometimes there's more. We need more, and that's where I am. And I think we've just got a couple minutes left, about 3 minutes mm-hmm. left, and I just want to tuck this last scripture in, if you'll let me.
Yeah, go.
2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 11 and 12. With this in mind, and I'm going to personalize it, I pray constantly for myself that God, you would make me worthy of your calling, and that by your power you may bring to fruition every desire that I have for goodness, and that my every deed would be prompted by faith. Lord, I pray this so that the name of my Lord Jesus may be glorified in me, and me in him, according to the grace of you, God, and Jesus. Oh, Lord, make me worthy of your calling. Do you need to pray that for yourself? Make me worthy. Make me worthy of your calling. That by your power you bring to fruition, you make it happen, God, that every desire I have for goodness and that every deed that I have is prompted by faith, Lord, that it all points back to you, because it's not about me. It's not about getting through this life like the world says I should. It's about you,
right,
Lord. And that's the victory that we have been given.
Amen. I love that. It's not about doing enough, is it? It's not about just doing enough. It's about doing God's will. And some things have to be laid down for us to do that. Well, Lee, you know, thank you for joining us this morning. Rebecca and I always hate to end.
We do.
Because it never seems long enough. You know, we have talked about doing the show for 2 hours, but we just don't want to, you know, we could probably just do commentary for another hour after the show. But we pray that you have been encouraged and strengthened this morning as God has been ministering to us individually. We thank you for joining us. We are so glad that you take the time to listen each week and to step into this Bible study with us, if God wants to speak to all of us. We're going to be praying that God gives you words of knowledge for right where you're at, And, you know, we'll be praying also that you're able to receive and believe and receive what he has for you in Jesus' name. Yeah. If you have any questions, please connect with us at radio@theimperfectwives.com. Again, it's radio@theimperfectwives.com. Leave us a message and like the show while you're on our page. You can do that by clicking follow, and you will receive an email about an hour before the show with the link so that you can either listen live or listen later as you have time. We thank you, and we'll be praying for you. Have a great day, and have an amazing week this week. Bye, everyone.
Bye.